USA News. I'm Corey Myers. U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988. While Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
President Biden is notching a significant endorsement from organized labor this week. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, endorsing Biden Wednesday, didn't hold back in his criticism of former President Trump.
He wanted to do a rotation so union auto workers would be begging for their jobs back at lower pay. To screw the American working class!
Fain credited Biden for becoming the first sitting U.S. president to join workers on the picket line last year. UAW members earned major pay raises with a months-long strike against the big three automakers last November.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley holding a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Haley claims the amount of fentanyl crossing over the southern border is a national health crisis.
Number one cause of death for adults 18 to 45? Fentanyl. And don't think for a second China doesn't know what they're doing when they send it over.
The latest Fox News poll shows former President Trump is the preferred candidate among 69% of Republican primary voters, while Haley gets 9% of voter support. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
The mother of a disabled woman has filed a lawsuit accusing Starbucks, the Pittsburgh Public Schools, and a property management company of negligence. The young woman was allegedly sexually assaulted by other kids at a Starbucks and a nearby building. A high-profile college football coach making his way back to the NFL. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
After leading Michigan to a national championship this year, Jim Harbaugh is heading back to the NFL. The Los Angeles Chargers and Harbaugh have agreed to terms for the national champion winning coach to take over as the franchise's next head coach. Harbaugh returns to the NFL after serving as head coach at the University of Michigan since 2015. The 60-year-old was the coach of the San Francisco 49ers from 2011 to 2014, where he racked up 44 wins and 19 losses and led the team to three straight trips to the NFC Championship game.
Saudi Arabia has opened up a liquor store in its capital. The store is the first of its kind in the kingdom in over 70 years. Drinking alcohol is forbidden in Islam and Saudi Arabia and has banned it since the early 1950s. According to a diplomat, only non-Muslim diplomats are allowed to purchase goods in the store. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.